Good morning. The sermon today is called The Hand. If you would turn in your Bible to Acts chapter 12, we're going to talk about a story of Herod. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, which is a feast, a Jewish holiday type of deal. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four cornerians of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, as we notice in the scripture before, that he saw that it pleased everyone the way that he killed James, so he thought he would do the same with Peter. Verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his sides, or his hands. And the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and bind on your sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast your garment about you and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and was not that it was true what was done by the angel, because he thought he saw a vision. Now when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. That's a big key. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said to her, "You are mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door, they saw him and were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand, "Hold your peace, shh," declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go, show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what had become of Peter. And when Herod had sought him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, And having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration to them. And the people gave shout, saying, "It's the voice of a god and not of a man." But immediately the angel of the Lord smote them, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now, I titled this sermon today, The Hand. There's two different hands at operation here, so we're going to discuss this for a minute. Okay, we have the hand of God and the hand of Satan. So let's talk about what the hand of Satan did to Peter, okay? The hand of Satan threw Peter in a prison. There was expectations of the Jews of what they wanted to do to Peter. They put braces on his feet and guards at the door. They just killed James over Jesus. James was the brother of John. They had guards watching over him. The king had targeted him. The king was clothed with royal garments. This is by the hand of Satan. But the king did not give God the glory for the power that he had, and thus he was eaten alive by worms. Now this is the hand of Satan. He took one of God's people and threw him in prison and had the expectation that he was going to execute him at Easter. But let's talk about the hand of God. The hand of God had the prayers of the saints. The saints were praying. There was an angel came from heaven to the prison to help Peter. God gave light in the prison when the angel appeared to Peter. So the light overcame the darkness. The chains fell off Peter's hands. The angel told Peter to remove his garments. And this is key here, because the garments, I'm assuming, were the jail clothes that was given to him by the prison, which means the hand of Satan. So he had to cast aside the will of the hand of Satan and set it down and accept this new cloak that was given to him by God. The iron gate opened for him. The Bible says that it opened up of its own self, which means, just like we have talked about many times before, you know, all matter is subject unto God. If you also look at what the scripture said in a few verses up, the chains fell off of Peter's hands. See, even the chains obeyed and they come off. And now we see the iron gate opened for him because it was God's will. As soon as Peter was delivered out of the prison, he gave God the glory. Even when he met up with all of his friends that was praying for him, he gave God the glory. See, that's the difference between him and the king. He also recognized that God delivered him from the prison and the expectation of the Jews. Boy, that'd preach. God delivered him from the expectation of the Jews. So when you consider the two different hands here, which hand do we choose today to trust? No matter where that hand may lead, no matter what holds our tomorrow, the destiny of our future, as long as we know that we have the hand of God, that He will protect. Within that hand is a protector, provider, healer, comforter, teacher, and I want to say warmth, and also discipline. Now, when we consider, you know, all of us that are from the United States, when we consider our country and what is happening right now, we can see without a shadow of any doubt that God's hand has been removed off our nation. If God's hand was here, we would not see all the stench or be smelling the stench. His hand truly, truly, truly blessed this nation when it was upon us, when He covered us. You know, and we, though, are still here. We're the remnant. God's hand is still here over us. If we will continue to choose God as the Lord and King of our life, that He is the God of creation, that we trust His hand wherever His hand may lead us in the future, because we know that all matter is subject unto Him. So whatever happens with us, the will of the Lord be done. Just like it is with Peter. God's will be done. Even when we understand and even when we don't. Our heart's desire as the body of Christ is, God, always keep Your hand upon me, Lord. Always let us know that Your hand is near. Please don't never remove Your hand, Lord. Now, I want to give you one quick story before I get off here this morning. And this is December 2nd. It's on a Tuesday. And I'm actually telling you guys this from my prayer closet early in the morning. It's just now 4 o'clock. I've been up for a while. But I want to tell you about a miracle that happened yesterday. And this is just a way for God to show us that His hand is still with us. Dennis, you know, we sold our truck because we're hearing God say that we need to downsize, get out of debt. So that's what we're doing. We're selling a lot of stuff, giving away stuff, you know, to get out of debt and not be hell bound type of deal. Anyway, so we have one vehicle left, which is Dennis's old work truck. Well, he hasn't driven that thing in a year. And so we had to go get it a tune-up and everything. We only had $500. And when he went, they kept taking more time and more time telling him this was wrong, this was wrong. And I was getting all nervous and sweating. I'm like, Dennis, you know, we've only got $500. Because they told us, okay, $350 for the tune-up, and then $100 for the evaluation to put it on their big machine to tell you what I was wrong with it. Because he has a 2000 Ford Ecoline, you know, one of them working vans. And so, you know, that right there takes almost all his 500. So I'm sitting here sweating like, God, please help us. He's only got $500. That man was there all day. He was there for 12 hours while they worked on his van. They had to go back for parts and yada yada. When he got home, he told me a miracle had happened. He only had $500 cash. When they were working in his van, they found a pouch of money that he had lost years ago. They got embedded in the engine, and there was in a bank envelope $360. And can you believe that that $360 was what the extra money was that he needed after being there for 12 hours? So, we still have one other thing they said we have to fix having to do with the emissions, but I think we have to set another appointment. But praise be to God that money was found after all these years. Just, it's like it was held in the engine for such a time as this, for God's hand to reveal where it was when we needed it. So see, God's hand is just so beautiful. And we do give God the glory. We give God the glory. So that's the key with that hand. We cannot do like Herod, who became king in the earth and did not give God glory. And he had to suffer a terrible fate. We want to make sure we give God the glory for his beautiful, beautiful hand that protects. I want to tell one other story. Most of you people have been with me for years. I've been in full-time ministry now. 2026 will be 13 years because I started full-time in 2013. And, you know, I've been single and all them years and obeyed the Lord across this country. Many exploits, y'all know this. Well, now I'm married and it's been 3.5 years, and sometimes I'm still shocked, you know, that I am really married. And I am very thankful that God gave me this opportunity here at the end of my life to let me experience what true love is, because this is true love. And I'm going to give you one example. The Lord told me when I married him, he gave me a dream right before I married him, and he set me down and talked to me about getting married. And he told me, he said, I want you to treat him like you treat me. You know, he is your covering now, you know. And so when I got married immediately, you know, I come under his headship. And you know, with him as my head. But the other day, we was walking to the goats, which we have to walk by our pond in the back of the property to get to our goats. And we have these big old roots, you know, on the path, and my foot had stumbled over one of them roots, and me and him was holding hands. And when he felt me stumbling to fall, his arm went bam and locked up like a rod. It was like, you know, to stabilize me. It was like instant reaction of his hand to stabilize me right there. But it was like he immediately turned into a rod, like bam. And I was like, wow. I mean, just such a representation of how God does, you know. But that's the hand. The hand of God that is there to protect us, to give us warmth when we need it, comfort when we need it, strength like that to hold us when we're stumbling and falling. The hand of love the hand of provision when we need it, and the hand of discipline when we need a little whipping sometimes, and the hand of defense. That's the last thing I want to leave you guys with. See, when you are in the hand of God, you have to trust Him to defend you. And you really need to know this in the coming days, because the enemy is going to want you to take things in your own hands and to act out of anger. But as Christians, we know we have to trust God. You know, we cannot take things in our own hands and get stupid with it, you know. So trusting that God is going to get the revenge. And that is, that's actually what I've got written in my Bible from reading this. Right over here by verse 20 about Herod being displeased with him and what all happened is the revenge of God and the justice of God. Trusting God to defend, to take care of us, and to lead us and guide us, to teach us. You know, His hand is what we need. I pray you have a wonderful... Well, let me pray for you real quick. Lord, I pray for everybody listening to this right now, God. If they have not felt Your hand lately because of the struggles they're in their life or the troubles that's happening in their life, Lord, I pray, God, that You would just reach down with Your hand and remove those demons that have a spiritual warfare around them that is just harassing them and taunting them. Lord, pull those demons off right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And fill them, Lord, with peace from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Fill them with Your peace. Fill them with Your glory today. Fill them with Your love, Your purpose, and Your destiny today, Lord. Heal their hearts, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for not giving You the glory in the past, for the wonderful victories You've done in our life, Lord. The great exploits we've done and the great ups and the downs. For not giving You the glory where glory is due Your name, Lord. Forgive us for that, God. Forgive us for not sharing with others Your provision when You provided, Lord. And we thank You and give You praise today, Lord. We trust in Your hand. And Lord, we pray that Your hand would hold us tighter in the coming days, Lord. That Your hand would lock like my husband did mine when I was stumbling to fall. That Your arm would lock as we walk and finish our journeys, Lord. We thank You so much for Your precious hand. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. Y'all have a good day. God bless.